I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Operation Mobilization is being forced to make a difficult decision and decommission its Dulos ship. Dulos is the world's oldest ocean-going passenger ship. She's currently in Singapore for her annual dry dock survey when it was discovered Dulos is no longer seaworthy. President of OMUSA Rick Hicks says it will cost more than $14 million to make the needed repairs.
That's just more than we can invest in a ship of that age, so we've decided to decommission the ship. With this last survey they've done, said it can't do any sailing at all past December 31st.
Dulos Ministry is canceled, and now they need to find a place for 300 volunteer workers. Meanwhile, in Colombia, 16 indigenous Christians were taken captive and forced to denounce their faith. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the believers were captured during a community meeting, and leaders hurled insults at them throughout the night. The tribe's governor promises to hunt down all tribal believers and force them to recant their faith. Two of the kidnapped infants are seriously ill. You can join with others to pray for the immediate release of these believers. And how many used Bibles or other books do you have lined with dust on your bookshelves? If you said a lot, you can help with the Bear Your Bookshelf initiative. 3 years ago, Christian Resources International started the program in response to a huge need. Executive Director Fred Palmerton says,
"We receive hundreds of letters every month from people overseas who can write and communicate to us in English, and they're seeking a Bible or other Christian books."
Interested? CRI will send you a packet of information, and then you can ship the books directly for just $13. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Jungle Pilot George Boggs. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also learn about the book and request your copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.